With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
When my phone.
Hey, Pittsburgh Steelers fans, I'm Chris Pugh, the host of the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour, and I'm excited to be part of BehindTheSteelCurtain.com's bi-week bonanza, where we're going through the first 6 weeks of the Steelers season. They're jumping into the bye week with a 3-3 record after winning their past two games, and I wanted to take a look at where we're at overall with the season. And, you know, it's been a tough one to figure out. The Steelers have seen a lot of changes, most notably an entirely new offensive line. The only guy coming back was Kevin Dotson. We really didn't know what Kevin Dotson would be. There was a lot of question marks with this offensive line. And because of that, and because of all the new guys on defense, it was hard for me to say for sure where the Steelers were going to be. I thought they were going to have a successful season, but it was hard to, you know, just put a definite win toll on that. And I got to say, there have been games I've been very happy and pleased, and there's games I've been disappointed, to say the least. The Buffalo game was a game I didn't expect them to win. They looked good. Their offense was efficient. Their defense was outstanding. They put together a fantastic win. But then I look at games like the one against the Raiders and the Bengals, games that I would think if they're going to be a playoff team, they would need to win. No efficient offense, defense had shortcomings. So I guess my question right now is, who are these Pittsburgh Steelers? Who are they going to be? I'm not sure if the Steelers have found their own identity yet. Even the last two games where they won, where they beat Denver and Seattle, it was like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde from the first half to the second half. Who are they? Who will they become in the next few weeks and the rest of the season? I think that's still an unanswered question. I would say that for the Steelers to be successful, they need to have a really efficient offense. I think Big Ben still can play quarterback in the NFL. But Big Ben's a different quarterback than he was 10, 15 years ago. He needs to be a game manager, a guy that doesn't turn the ball over, doesn't take silly sacks. When he does that, the Steelers win football games, and they look good. When he tries to do too much or throw too many passes, that's when things start to go haywire for the Steelers. I think when we look at offensive and defensive MVPs, there's some really clear-cut, obvious choices here. First of all, Najee Harris. If you look just at his rushing totals, not every game has been great, but Najee's dealing with a new offensive line that's still trying to come together. And they've come together a lot better in the past 2 weeks. But Najee has worked hard to get the yards he has. He's become an effective receiver out of the backfield for Ben. He's also become a guy who can line up at receiver and be an effective receiver. And I'll tell you, that's important, especially this year with some question marks with the health of some of the Steelers' wide receivers and some inconsistent play from Eric Ebron. Najee Harris has been my offensive MVP by far. I'm looking forward to see how he continues to develop throughout the season. The next guy for defensive MVP is TJ Watt. My goodness, what a player he's been for the Steelers. Fantastic start for the season for him. His fumble recovery alone helped the Steelers win their last game against the Seahawks. He's well worth the money that the Steelers have paid for him. Biggest surprise, you know, I wasn't sure what to expect when the Steelers signed Melvin Ingram. He came with a real nice resume, but he was hurt. Last year he was injured, and I wasn't sure what to expect from him. He has impressed. When Melvin Ingram stayed healthy, he's combined with TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith to just give a potent pass rush. You've got three outside linebackers rushing at the same time, especially on third downs. It makes it for a really good defense. I'm surprised in the effect that Ingram has impressed so much so quickly. I'm continuing to want to see Ingram continue to improve. But I wasn't sure if it was an injury risk or not. Ingram has looked really good so far, and that's been my biggest surprise so far this season. In terms of disappointment, you know, we went into the season with the Steelers wide receivers, and we said, man, Deontay Johnson, Chase Claypool, you know, James Washington. You know, the Steelers have had a foursome of receivers that are really impressive. I'm not seeing the consistency that's coming from these guys. The fourth guy, Juju Smith-Schuster, is injured for the season. And he hasn't had – he's looked good in some games. He's been kind of quiet in other games. Deontay Johnson's looked a lot better. But he's carrying the load for the team right now. Chase Claypool against Denver had a really fantastic game. He looked at that big breakout star. But last week against Seattle – Chase caught two passes out of seven targets. There's improvement that's needed. And James Washington, was it game flow? Was it the Steelers one that showcased their tight ends more? Washington played eight plays against Seattle. So we went from four good receivers to one that's been pretty consistent, Deontay Johnson, and ones have question marks. For the Steelers to get to be where they need to be, they need to show more consistency at receiver. And Chase Claypool, an amazing physical strength, needs to take that next step for the Steelers. Can they do it? I'm not sure. But the lack of consistency by the Steelers have been the biggest disappointment I've seen so far. The best moment so far, I got to tell you, it was that win against Buffalo. We went into that game thinking, man, this could be a loss for the Steelers. But, man, they really impressed. They confused Josh Allen, who's been playing outstanding football for Buffalo, but he was way off his game against Pittsburgh because of the blitz packages they showed, of the coverage. Great moment. It seemed like everything seemed to come together, and even though the offense was really inconsistent in the first half, they did what they needed to do to get the Steelers to win. I'm an old-school Steelers fan. I was a kid during the Blitzburg era where, you know, Kevin Green and Greg Lord were dominating offenses for the Steelers. And I want to see that come back. I'm excited by what TJ Watt, Highsmith, and you know, Melvin Ingram are bringing to the Blitz. I'm excited for the potential, even though it has been a stellar year for Minka Fitzpatrick, what they can bring back. Bring me back Blitzburg. And I think we got to see some of that against Buffalo and what that can mean for the rest of the year. You know, the Denver and Seattle wins were fun. It's always fun to see a Steelers win. But the Buffalo really stands out as the best moment of the year. The worst moment of the year, I got to tell you, as a playoff team, that I think the Steelers could still be, you had to beat the Raiders. You had to beat the Bengals. And I know the Raiders and Bengals are looking better than some of us predictions people are making them out to be. But those are winnable games. The Steelers didn't really put together the best effort at all. They couldn't cover Jamar Chase, David Carr. I mean, the Raiders that game could not run the ball, but David Carr still beat him through the air. I know lots was happening. I know T.J. Watt missed some of those action. I get that. But these are games that I hope at the end of the season the Steelers don't look back and say, man, we missed where we were going to be because we lost to Oakland or we lost to Cincinnati. As I look for the rest of the season, I see hope for the Steelers. The Steelers are one of those teams that have a dominant enough defense and an efficient offense that when things go well, they can beat anybody. Being Buffalo wasn't a fluke. It was because they put everything together. They played well. But they don't have a lot of room for error. When they struggle and when they don't play their best, they almost lost their Russell Wilson-less Seattle team because they really weren't putting things together. So I see the Steelers as being a 500 team, potentially a little bit better. I think the Steelers, you're going to see guys develop for the season. I love seeing what Pat Freiermuth did against Seattle. I think he's got nowhere to go but up. I love seeing the development of Najee Harris. You're going to see that. You're going to see some things as Steelers fans we're going to get really excited about. But unfortunately, we talked about this week on the Pittsburgh Steelers Power Half Hour, that schedule, my goodness, is going to get really rough as the season goes on. I hope for the best, but I understand you guys scheduled. It's going to be difficult coming up. So for the Steelers to get to be where they need to be, they've got a very winnable game next against Cleveland. It's a banged-up Cleveland team in disarray. If they can beat Cleveland, then they got Chicago and Detroit at home. They need those wins. They need to go into that tough part of the schedule at 6-3. So maybe they could finish with 9 or 10 wins and be able to make it to the playoffs. That's the Steelers' best hope, and you never know what happens in the playoffs. It's going to be hard to win 3 or 4 games like that, but they're a team that when they put everything together and play well defense and have an efficient offense, they could beat a lot of teams in the NFL playoffs. So again, thanks for checking out BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. It's an honor to be part of this team, putting out podcasts each week, and listening to the rest of the podcast. What a broad collection of podcasts that we have here. Check out the podcast. Check out our articles each day between Jeff Hartman and his team of writers. They do a fantastic job of making sure everyone knows the latest in Steelers news each day on BehindTheSteelCurtain.com. Thanks for checking us out, and looking forward to see what the rest of the Steelers season brings us. Have a great day, everybody.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.